of the game today, it will be stream only here on MILB. Once the conclusion of the Oregon football game, 30 minutes after the conclusion of Oregon's football game, we will also be live on 95.3 The Score. So we are in store for a good matchup here today. The Emeralds coming off four-game losing streak here in Everett, still looking to really get things rolling here tonight. Yesterday, a little early afternoon baseball. Eugene dropped the game by a final score of 1-0. The Emeralds, it was their 7th shutout loss of the year. For the Aqua Sox, it was their 6th shutout victory. For Eugene, just the at the plate, couldn't get too much going. On the mound, however, for the Emeralds, they were looking dominant for the majority of the game. Hayden Winya went the first 4 innings, gave up 4 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. Brett Stanley and Nick Morreale came in to pitch the 5th and the 6th, where they didn't give up a single hit or run, struck out 2, and didn't allow a free pass. William Kempner pitched the 7th and the 8th, and it was in the 7th inning, James Parker on the first batter Kempner faced last night, a solo home run for his 15th homer of the season, gave the Aqua Sox the 1-0 lead. Emeralds made it a little bit interesting in the top of the 9th. Luis Trivio started out the inning with a leadoff base hit. Grant McRae came in to pinch run, but a ground out, a strikeout, and a pop out ended the ball game for the Emeralds. So they fell wayside to the Aqua Sox by the final of 1-0. They're looking to get things rolling here today. 2 more games left in the regular season. 7.05 p.m. first pitch here tonight. And then tomorrow, to close out the 2023 campaign, it'll be a 4.05 first pitch here at Funko Field in Everett, Washington. So the Emeralds, their starting lineup tonight, it'll be Grant McRae, Damon Dews, and Carter Howe, followed up by Luis Toribio, Andrew Cachel, and O'Neill Perez. 7, 8, and 9, Tanner Otremba, Thomas Covello, and Brett Auerbach is the Emeralds' starting lineup here tonight. So Eugene will definitely look to kickstart the offense. Haven't found a ton of success so far this week. Facing off against a pitcher here tonight who's made only just 2 starts in the Northwest League. So the Emeralds offense will really look to get things going. They've had a decent amount of production here in the top of the order for Eugene. Definitely going to be keeping a close eye on the bottom 3 here tonight. A couple of guys who haven't found quite as much success. So just one more quick update before we step aside and take our first break. Since it is stream only, there won't be any commercials when we kick it off and over to break. Just wanted to give you guys an update so it might be quiet here for about 90 seconds or so, but it's now time here for the national anthem. So we'll step aside and take our first break, and when we return, it'll be Grant McRae leading things off for the Emeralds. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Welcome back into Eugene Emerald's Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Just a few moments away now from first pitch. So once again, if you're just now joining us here for first pitch, just a very quick scheduling update. So after 30 minutes after the conclusion of the Oregon-Texas Tech game, we will be back in live on 95.3 The Score. So the regular scheduled program breaks will return. For the time being, at least, there will be no commercials in between half innings. Just so you guys aren't confused and click off the stream, just wanted to give you guys the very quick update. So defensively today here for the Frogs, it'll be Ben Ramirez at third, James Parker at short, Josh Hood at second with Hogan Windisch getting the start today at first, Harry Ford behind the plate, Victor Labrada in left, Joaquin Cabrera in center, Gabriel Gonzalez out in right. So the Emeralds coming into this matchup now two games below 500 this year. So they are 64-66. The Emeralds needing to take the last two ball games of the season to end the year with a record above 500. So it's a big matchup here today for Eugene. Good pitching matchup as well for the Aqua Sox here tonight. It'll be Marcelo Perez, a 5'10", 180-pound right-handed pitcher. Was a 2022 11th-round draft selection out of Texas Christian. Two games this year with the Frogs, couple of starts, no decisions. 5 2/3 innings of work, 4 base hits, 1 earned run, 8 strikeouts to just 3 walks. So Perez will be looking for a solid performance here today, heading into the Northwest League Championship next week. The Aqua Sox are set to take on the first half champions, Vancouver Canadiens, for a 6-game series. First pitch now to Grant McCray, misses upstairs for a ball. So we are officially underway here tonight in Everett. 7:05 p.m. start time, 67 degrees for the fifth game of this six-game series. McCray so far this week, 3-for-10, first pitch. Fastball at the knees, strike number one. So the count evening up here at a ball and a strike. So McCray, the lone homer as well. One home run, one RBI, 5 runs scored, couple of stolen bases for the speedy center fielder. The 1-1. Breaking ball misses low, 2-1. So McCray had the day off yesterday. Ended up being a pinch runner in the ninth inning. The Emeralds were trying to mount that one-run comeback. The 2-1. Fastball low and away for a ball. 3-1. So McCray now one home run and one run short of a couple impressive accomplishments. He's at 14 homers this year. 99 runs scored. Already up over to 50 stolen bases. The 3-1 pitch inside ball four. A leadoff walk to Grant McCray to get tonight's ball game started. A couple other Northwest League games going on right now. Emeralds were the last team for first pitch here today. Over in Hillsboro, their game was an early start time. That game right now in extra innings, bottom of the 10th. Tri-City in Vancouver. First pitch about 25 minutes ago. It's 0-0 ball game in the bottom of the second. First pitch now to Damon Dews. Fastball called in for a strike. Damon Dews getting the start today at short. Iverson Arteaga, who had made the first 4 starts this week, getting the day off. McCray, pretty good lead. Quick throwback attempt to first. However, McCray back in safely. So McCray with 50 stolen bases. Definitely someone to keep your eye on here. Usually gets Sundays off on the road. However, with that day off yesterday, could see him in the series finale tomorrow. A one pitch to Deuce, curveball at the knees, strike number 2. So just like that, count now moving to 0-2 to Damon Deuce. 3-for-14 at the plate here this week. Couple of runs, couple of stolen bases for him as well. 0-2, breaking ball misses in the dirt. Trying to battle back now here in the count. Looking for the first out of tonight's ball game. The rest of the infield playing pretty straight up here. A against the left-handed hitter in the box. Hughes, of course, great opposite field hitter as well. The 1-2 slap foul right at the Aqua Sox dugout. My goodness, they're able to just get out of the way. Not exactly sure who that was, but a pretty quick and heads-up defensive move there to jump out of the way. So the count staying where it's at 1-2 to Damon Deuce. Cray still getting his lead. First baseman Hogan Windisch still holding him on. Carter Howe, the righty on deck. 1-2 pitch to Deuce. Ground ball over to the second baseman, Josh Hood. Throws him out at second. Gets the out, but no throw over to first. So Damon Deuce hits into a fielder's choice. McCray thrown out at second. Deuce will now be the base runner on over at first. Damon Deuce this year, 24 stolen bases this season. Well, he doesn't have the 50 of McCray. He also missed a couple of months here in Eugene. Definitely would have had a chance to be right there. He is still pretty high up the league in the Northwest League leaders in stolen bases. First pitch to Carter Howell. Check swing does not go around. So even though Deuce missed a couple of months, still seventh in the Northwest League here this year in stolen bases with 24. Of course, McCray sits atop that list by five. So definitely is looking like he will end the year as the leader as the next pitch is fouled off behind home. 1-1. Willard Patino, Braden Ward, right on his tail. Patino came into today five stolen bases short. Millsboro, their game is going on right now. Patino did get his 46th of the year, so he would need at least four stolen bases tomorrow to tie McCray. The 1-1 pitch to Hal, fastball at the knees, strike number two. Harry Ford, the catcher today, wasn't behind the plate yesterday. Now back in action here. Pitcher now ready from the belt. The 1-2, breaking ball misses low, evening up the count at 2-2. One out, top one, Deuce over at first. Emeralds looking to strike first here tonight. Left-handed hitter Luis Toribio on deck. Perez, quick check back on the runner. Deuce, pretty good size lead. 2-2 to Hal. That one misses low, so the count now moves full. Danger of putting another base runner on here in the first. Be a good opportunity for Toribio to drive in a couple of runs. Deuce gets his lead. Quick throwback attempt to first. Back in time safely. My goodness. Close play there for Damon Deuce. Got back just in time. Deuce now gets his lead. Windisch holding him on. Pretty good size lead for Deuce. And he will take off on the play. The 2-2 pitch to Hal. Out to right field. Down for a base hit. Deuce hustling around second. He will be into third. So just like that, the Emeralds, a pair of runners on the corners here in the top of the first. Already some movement as well in the Aqua Sox bullpen. Definitely to be expected here. They open the Northwest League Championship Tuesday night here at Funko. So trying to keep everyone well rested and ready to go for that series. Be curious to see what kind of lineup they might roll out tomorrow in the regular season finale. Still no starting pitchers announced either for either club. Definitely seems like the Aqua Sox more than likely might be a bullpen game. Oh, first pitch to Toribio is swung on and missed. So just like that, count moves to 0-1. Couple of runners on. Look, quick look back at the runner. The next pitch on the first baseline, but going foul. Tough break there for Toribio. Would have scored at least one, if not two. So Toribio, 16 home runs this season, one shy of the team leader, Iverson Arteaga. Also 58 ribbies this year. So a couple ducks on the pond could get to 60. Still looking to maybe push Iverson for the active team leader. Victor Barracoto this year also with 16. 0-2, breaking ball inside. Misses low, 1-2. Good speed here on the base path for the Emeralds. NL hasn't taken off yet over at first. 6 stolen bases this year. The 1-2. That ball might be 2. Chop shot over to Hood. He goes to second. Back to first. Not in time. Luis Toribio, a fielder's choice. Gonna score. Damon Dews on the play. And the Emeralds have taken a 1-0 lead in tonight's ballgame. Good start here for Eugene. Couple of tough last days. Just one run over the last 2 games coming into today. Good to see them get that off of them early, score that first run. You hope it starts to open things up here. Let the offense really come through in a big way over the next couple of games. First pitch now to Andrew Cachel, a called strike of the knees, 0-1. Quick check back on Toribio at first. Just one stolen base this season for the Emeralds, first and third baseman. Next pitch to Andrew Cachel. Fastball outside, called in for a strike. 0-2. A 2022 16th round draft selection out of Fresno State. Rez now ready from the belt. Quick look back over at the runner. The 0-2 pitch, check swing, and he does go around for a called strike. Home plate umpire Robert Ginther rings him up on the play. So the top of the first inning here, the Emeralds score 1 run. We'll head to the bottom of the first. Just a reminder, if you are just now tuning in, we are stream only here today for the first part of the game until 30 minutes after the conclusion of the Oregon football game. So there won't be any commercials, but don't worry, we are still right here. We'll be back after a quick break on 95.3 The Score. Welcome back into Eugene Emeralds baseball on 95.3 The Score. Home half of the first. Left-handed pitcher Seth Corey, the pitcher on the mound here for Eugene, facing off against the leadoff man, Victor Labrada. First pitch misses low and in for a ball, 1-0. Victor Labrada, Harry Ford, and Gabriel Gonzalez do up this inning. Have to see how long Corey goes here tonight. The next pitch, a ground ball to first, but going foul. Count evening up here at 1-1. Luis Toribio at third, Damon Dews at short. Thomas Covello over at second base after catching yesterday. Andrew Cachel at first, O'Neill Perez going to be behind the plate. Carter Howell in right, Grant McCray in center with Brent Auerbach out in left. That's your defensive look today for the Eugene Emeralds. Next pitch, another breaking ball, misses low, 2-1. Corey just a couple starts this year with Eugene. The 2-1, fastball at the knees, a called strike. Labrada, just one base hit so far this week coming into today's game. 1-for-9 at the plate. The 2-2, a chopping ground ball, but going foul behind home. So the count going to stay where it's at 2-2. Corey looking to get his first strikeout here tonight against the first batter he's facing. The 2-2 misses low and away. Count now moves full for Seth Corey. Harry Ford on deck. Gabriel Gonzalez batting third tonight. So Cole Young, who had seen bat lead off the first couple of games, getting the day off today, is the 3-2 pitch. Ground ball over to Damon Deuce. He will charge it. Glove it. Quick throw to first. Not in time. Victor Labrada, an infield single to start out the bottom of the first. M scored in the top of the first. The Frogs looking to return the favor here today. I bring up the catcher, Harry Ford. 3-for-12 this week. Couple of runs scored. Couple starts behind the plate. Couple starts at DH. First pitch to Ford is fouled off into the netting. 0-1. So Ford was drafted in 2021. First round draft selection, 12th overall, at a North Cobb High School in Georgia. Quick throwback attempt to first. Runner back in safely. Labrada definitely a stolen base threat. Stolen bases this year. As the next pitch, Ford gets a hold of that one, drives it out to deep left center field, and that is off the top of the wall. Labrada hustling around third. He will be waved home. The throw in at the plate, not in time. Harry Ford delivering an RBI double, and this game is tied at 1-1. Tough break there for Eugene. Seth Corey, a leadoff single. Now a double to Ford. So a 1-1 ball game now. That'll bring up the three-hole hitter, Gabriel Gonzalez. First pitch to Gonzalez. Breaking ball misses in the dirt. Gonzalez heading into this week, or heading into today, I should say. 3-for-15 at the plate. Seth Corey's ready, the 1-0 pitch. Fastball inside, called a strike. Evening up the count at 1-1. Still looking for the first out here tonight. He looks back, the runner over at second. The 1-1 pitch to Gonzalez. This is outside. 2-1 is the count. A 2021 international free agent signing with Seattle, as the 2-1 now is fouled off the end of the bat. Hogan Windisch, the cleanup man, on deck right now for the Aqua Sox. Good crowd here tonight. Little Saturday night baseball. Good crowd here Monday night. Frogs clinched their way to the Northwest League Championship. Corey looking for the first out. Ford gets his lead at second. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball on the ground, but going to be a foul ball towards third. Rebio charged it, but that one landing on the other side of the line. So the count going to stay where it's at 2-2. Gabriel Gonzalez, just 19 years old. A 2021 international free agent. As the next pitch, a drop third strike. The throw down to first in time. Gets Gabriel Gonzalez for the first out of the inning. So a big bounce back there for Seth Corey.
The first baseman, number 25, Hogan Windisch.
That'll bring up the cleanup man, Hogan Windisch. Windisch this week, 6 for 17, couple of homers. The Northwest League leader in homers this season with 22. Also has 83 runs driven in. Corey looks back, the runner at second. First pitch to Windisch. A swinging strike. One. Ford now takes off to third. The throw down. Not in time. Harry Ford squeaks into third. Close play. Neil Perez came up firing. Kept it in front of him. Hit off of his chest. Went out to his right just a little bit. Ford decided right away he was going to be going. So Neil Perez now out to have a chat with Corey. Hogan Windisch, a 2022 seventh round draft selection from UNC Greensboro. Emeralds now tasked with trying to strand that runner at third. Just one out here in the home half of the first. Next pitch to Windisch, breaking ball in the dirt. 1-1. Ben Ramirez, the lefty on deck. So it'll be a lefty-lefty matchup due after. Corey now ready from the belt. The 1-1 pitch. Chopping ground ball back to the pitcher who elects to take the force out at first, but he pulls him off the bag. Going to be charged as an error on Seth Corey. So the run will count, and the Frogs have taken a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the first. Tough break there. First baseman Andrew Cachel tried his best to keep his foot on the bag. Just wasn't quite able to. That run comes home to score. Lefty-lefty matchup now against Ben Ramirez. First pitch, gets a hold of that one, drives it out to right center field. Down, going to be off the wall. Might be extra bases for Ramirez. Trying to stretch it into two. The throw into second. In time. Gets Ben Ramirez trying to stretch it into a double. Hogan Windisch was able to get into third. So two outs, a runner now at third base. One out away from getting out of the inning. Joaquin Cabrera up to bat. 3 for 11 this week with a stolen base. First pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Ball one. Josh Hood on deck. Joaquin Cabrera, a 2021. Welcome back into Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Sorry about that temporary delay. Had a little bit of connection issues here at Funko, but we are now back and good to go. Top of the second. Tanner Otremba up to bat with one out. O'Neill Perez hit into a pop out to start the inning. So Otremba, a 15th round draft selection out of Arizona a couple years ago, as the 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Now evening up here at 2-2. Thomas Gavello on deck. Emeralds trailing by one. Run in the top of the first for Eugene. The Aqua Sox responded with a couple of runs of their own in the bottom of the second. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt for a ball. Ball Trumbinow steps out of the box here for just a moment. Wants to just call time before he has to face the full count pitch. Ready from the belt, the 3-2, curveball swung on and missed. He goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. So two outs here in the top of the second. Thomas Gavello now looking to be a two-out base runner here for the Emeralds as time is now called. Looks like there was something here with the pitch clock, so quick stoppage in play. Actually, now looks like a baseball had gone onto the field out and right. Right fielder Gabriel Gonzalez, quick walk over, had to toss it back in, so pitch clock now resets. Thomas Gavello back in the box. First pitch here to Thomas. A foul tipped into the glove of Harry Ford, 0-1. Pop out and a strikeout to start the inning. Emeralds now going to have to battle back into this ball game, falling behind. 2-1 here early. Still a lot of ball game left, of course, as the 0-1 pitch misses upstairs. One ball and one strike. Nobody on infield, playing pretty straight up here against Gavello. The 1-1. Swung on and missed. Count moves to 1-2. Over in Hillsboro, their game went final. The Indians, a 9-8 victory over the Hops in 11 innings. 1-2 pitch to Thomas. That ball's guided in the air, but going to be a foul ball. So the count staying where it's at 1-2 to Gavello. Got the start yesterday behind the plate, now getting the start today over at second. Pretty impressive stuff for him. The 1-2. Curveball misses inside, low and in. Evening up the count at 2-2. And Auerbach on deck. Should Gavello find a way to reach base? Ready from the belt is Perez. The 2-2. Fastball up and out. The count will move full. Nobody on base, so no movement on the pitch. Emeralds, one run on one hit tonight. The Frogs, two runs on three base hits. Payoff pitch to Gavello. Hit up the middle. The shortstop dives off of James Parker's glove. Gonna be ruled as a base hit. So Thomas Gavello, a two-out single. His first base hit here of the week. Good to see Gavello get going. Nine-hole hitter Brett Auerbach now up to bat. Getting the start today out in left field. Yesterday he was the starting second baseman. A true versatile, what can't he do type of player. So Gavello over at first base. Just one stolen base this year. It actually came here this week a couple nights ago after a walk. Was able to swipe second on a double steal. Gavello gets his lead. First pitch to Auerbach. Fastball inside but called a strike. 0-1. 2020 free agent signing from Bama. Was with Eugene in 21. Rejoined the Emeralds about halfway through this season. Seen him start at a handful of positions. As the next pitch down the third baseline, but going foul. Close foul ball there for Auerbach. Hit right over at the Frogs' bullpen. Grant McRae, the leadoff man on deck. Auerbach, too, pretty speedy on the base path. Limited action this year. Already 15 stolen bases. Gavello gets his lead over at first. Hogan Windisch holding him on. The 0-2 pitch slapped out, but going to be a foul ball out towards right field. Good catch out there by a fan. So 0-2, two outs, runner at first, top of the second. Right now, just trying to protect and stay alive here at the plate. Hello gets his lead. The 0-2. That ball skied high in the air. Should be playable. Second baseman Josh Hood, Hogan Windisch converge, and it'll be Josh Hood who calls them off and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. So Eugene, a two-out single, not able to do much with it. We'll step aside and take a quick break here on 95.3 The Score. Welcome back into Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Home half of the second. 7-8-9 due up this inning for the Frogs. Josh Hood, James Parker, and Colin Davis. Seth Corey's still out there on the mound. His second inning of work. First pitch to Hood. Fastball inside for a ball. 1-0. So just a reminder, after the Oregon game concludes, about a 30-minute post-game show, after which we will be live here on 95.3 The Score and streaming as well. Next pitch, misses low and in for a ball. Two balls, no strike to start off the inning. James Parker on deck, the right-handed hitting shortstop, giving Cole Young the day off. Next pitch, grounder up the middle. Thomas Covello high points it. Quick throw over to first in time for the first out of the inning. Good start here to the first. Victor Labrada led off the first inning with the base hit, so a very ever so important first out. James Parker now steps into the box. First pitch, fastball low, ball one. Colin Davis on deck, another righty. Seth Corey looking to settle in, trying to keep this a one-run ball game here tonight. One out, nobody on, the 1-0. Her ball misses low for a ball, 2-0. James Parker, a 2021 eighth-round draft selection out of Clemson. 2-0. Misses upstairs, 3-0. Came into today, four innings pitched this year with Eugene. Had not yet issued a walk. In danger of issuing his first one here with one out and a 3-0 count. Going to have to battle back. We'll see if Parker has the green light. The pitch, fastball called in for a strike, 3-1. 3-1 here to Parker. Infield playing pretty straight up. The 3-1 pitch misses outside, ball four. Five-pitch walk to Parker gives the Frogs their first base runner of the bottom of the second. That'll I'll bring up tonight's designated hitter for Everett, Colin Davis. Seth Corey now ready from the belt, looks back, the runner Parker. Next pitch, swung, check swing, does not go around for a called strike. Close take there, appeal down, no go. Parker over at first base, 3 stolen bases this year. As the next pitch misses low for a ball, 2-0. So just a reminder, about 30 minutes after the conclusion of the Oregon game, we'll be back here on streaming as well as live on 95.3 The Score. Just mentioning that, got a quick score update in the Oregon game. Always a fun update to get. The 2-0 ground ball, probably just going to be one, but Gavello boots it off of his glove. That one going to be charged up as an error. Second error tonight already here for Eugene. One on Seth Corey, now one here on Thomas Gavello. Victor Labrada now the leadoff man. Up to bat. One out. Bottom of the second. Labrada led off the game with an infield base hit. Eventually came home to score on the Harry Ford double. We're now ready from the belt. Couple of runners on. Parker at second, Davis at first. The 0-1 slider just misses low and away. Close take there from Labrada. It's a 2021 IFA. Corey now ready from the belt. Lefty-lefty matchup. The 1-1 pitch. Probably just going to be one here. Chop shot over to first. The run out to first, but Labrada beats out Seth Corey for an infield hit. The bases are now juiced for the Mariners. Top 100 prospect Harry Ford. Not a great spot here. He's already down by a run. The errors have been costly in both innings now. No movement. Actually, now as I say that, looks like righty Eric Silva warming up. Willing Quijano out to have a quick word with his lefty. We've only seen Corey go 2 innings so far this year in both of his starts, working his way back from an injury. So no sign down over to Silva out of the bullpen just yet. Quijano just wanting to have another quick chat with him. If you need a new coat of paint on your house, inside or outside, call Monster Bros Painting, where quality meets affordability with a 10-year warranty. Request a free quote today by visiting MonsterBrosPaintingLLC.com. The quick meetup on the mound is over. Home plate umpire tonight, Robert Ginther, came out to break it up. Nelson Fraley, the base umpire tonight. So Harry Ford, 15 home runs, 65 RBIs. Dangerous spot here. James Parker at third, Davis at second, Labrada at first, one out. First pitch to Ford, swung on and missed. Gets him to chase on a breaking ball, low and away. Obviously, he was looking to come up aggressive there on the first pitch. Gabriel Gonzalez is on deck, who has already homered once this week. 0-1. That ball hit down the third baseline, but going foul. Bit of a break there for the Emeralds. So the count, just like that, moves to 0-2. Trying to strike out Ford. Corey, 2 strikeouts so far tonight. The 0-2 pitch, curveball misses inside for a ball. ready from the belt. Comes set. Looks back the runners. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball misses inside. 2-2. Good stop there from O'Neill Perez. Hit it off his chest protector, but didn't allow to get too far away from him. This is a count now, evening up here at 2-2. Harry Ford has already driven in one run tonight. All three runners get their lead. No runners really being held on too closely. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball again. That one misses in the dirt again. So full count. One out to Harry Ford. Runners won't be moving on the pitch with just the one out. The payoff pitch. Misses upstairs. Ball four. He walked him. James Parker, the free pass into home. Aqua Sox have now taken a 3-1 lead. And it now looks like a quick pitching change. Here's the signal is down, so we'll step aside and take a quick break. Just a reminder, if you are listening here on streaming, no commercials during the break, but we will be right back after this pitching change. Welcome back into Eugene Emeralds Baseball. Dangerous spot here. Eric Silva coming in, replacing left-hander Seth Corey. It'll be Silva's 10th appearance out of the pen this year. 74 innings for him. 1.55 whip. 71 strikeouts to 37 walks with a 6.08 ERA. Facing off against Gabriel Gonzalez, who's already homered once this week. His time is now called. Looks like a pitch clock violation on Silva. So the count moves to 1-0. Just a quick update here as well. The Oregon football game went final. So here on streaming in about 30 minutes or so, going to do the switch over. Also be live on 95.3 The Score if you're local. The 1-0 pitch to Gonzalez. Fastball, heart of the plate. Called in for a strike. So bottom of the second, already one run home this inning for the Frogs. Gabriel Gonzalez up to bat. All three runners get their lead. The 1-1 pitch. That one skied foul over the press box here at Funko. 1-2. Very important out here for Silva. All three runners are inherited from Seth Corey. So if any three of them score, won't be charged to Silva. That error as well with one out, proving to be very costly here this inning. single and a walk after has loaded up the bases. 1-2 pitch, check swing, he goes around for a called third strike. Gonzalez, not sure if he knew what the count was. He was sort of staying in the box there. Two outs, bottom of the second. Hogan Windisch now up to bat, a scary sight. The Northwest League, leader in home runs, leader in RBIs. Bases are loaded with a pair of outs. First pitch to Windisch. Curveball, that one pretty well hit out to right center field. Right fielder Carter Howell charges in and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. So with the bases loaded and just one out, the Frogs, just one run in the second, will head to the top of the third. The Emeralds trailing by two. Welcome back into Eugene Emeralds Baseball. Top of the third, top of the order as well here for Eugene. Leadoff man Grant McCray drew a walk his first time up. First pitch, fastball, heart of the zone. Called in for a strike. So McCray was out at second on a fielder's choice from Damon Dews. Back in the first inning, Dews eventually came home to score as the next pitch. Curveball misses inside, evening up the count at 1-1. Emeralds going to have to dogfight their way back into the ballgame. It was good to see them get the early run at least, sort of open up the offense. After just one run in the previous 18 innings here at Funko, 1-1 pitch now, that misses low for a ball. The next pitch to McCray is fouled up and out of play. So the count now evening up here at 2-2. To the Emeralds leadoff man. Takes a long look back over the 2-2 pitch. Misses low and in for a ball. That'll run the count full. Right now, chance to earn his second walk here already today. Facing off against the righty on the mound, the payoff pitch. Curveball inside, ball four. Leadoff walk to start the top of the third for Grant McCray. Good start to the inning here. Going to bring up Damon Dews. Hit into a fielder's choice back in the first. Eventually came home to score on a fielder's choice RBI from Luis Toribio. Game-tying run now up at the plate. First pitch, McCray takes off. The throw down to second. Not in time. McCray is in with his league-leading 51st stolen base of the year. What a season for Grant McCray. So 1-0 count now to Dews with a runner in scoring position. Still yet to drive in a run this week. Chance to really change that here, though. 16 RBIs this season. Time now called here for a moment. The pitcher, Nunez, wants a moment to just step out of the box for just a moment, sort of collect himself. Looks back, McCray at second. The 2-0 to Deuce, curveball upstairs, 3-0. In danger now of walking Deuce, putting a couple of runners on. Probably the last two guys we would want to put on the base path as well. A lot of speed, Deuce and McCray, arguably two of the fastest players you're going to find here in the Northwest League. Nunez now ready from the belt. The 3-0 pitch, fastball at the letters, called for a strike. Something I'm going to be watching for here over the next two games. Dews, his batting average at .296, has a chance, if he puts together a couple base hits here over the next 2 days, to end the year above .300. 3-1 pitch to Dews, fastball, called for a strike. He was about four steps down the line, so Dews now calls for time. Wants to step out of the box for just a moment before facing the full count pitch. Now he's back in the box and ready to go. Nunez ready from the belt. The payoff pitch misses inside. Ball four. Back-to-back walks to start the top of the third, and the Emeralds are in business. He's going to bring up Carter Howell, who's already plated a couple of runs this week. Three for 15, had a base hit single in the first. McCray at second, Dews at first. First pitch to Howell, fastball strike number one. Emeralds trailing by two here. Great chance, though, to find their way back into the game with the heart of the order now here, due up. Nunez looks back, McCray, the 0-1. That one a foul ball off of Hal. Cal moves to 0-2. Especially with McCray and Dews, we've already seen a handful of double steals this year. Already saw one a couple nights ago involving Thomas Gavello. Be curious, they might try to put one on here. There are no outs, so no reason to be overly aggressive. Looks back, the runner over at second real quick. The 0-2 pitch to Hal. Ground ball might be two. Ben Ramirez over to Hood. Back to Windisch in time for the double play. Not what you wanted if you are Eugene. McCray is able to get into third. So the second run of the ball game for Eugene, standing about 90 feet or so from home. Although with two outs and a lefty, I'm sure Ben Ramirez going to be shifted way, way over. So McCray, he is going to have a chance to really get down the line. Trebio now in the box. Good matchup here for him against the lefty. First pitch. Fastball outside. Ball one. Rubio drove in the M's run in the first. Fielder's choice. Next pitch, fastball inside for a ball. 2-0 is the count. Rubio, one RBI shy of 60 this year. That runner, RBI 60, standing at third with two outs. The pitch, Fastball, that one catches the zone. Two balls and one strike. Trebio was signed as an international free agent in 2017. He was with Eugene all of last season. 2-1, that ball is hit well out to center field. Center fielder Joaquin Cabrera moves back, and that will leave. Luis Trebio, home run number 17, RBI 60 and 61. And just like that, we have ourselves a tied ball game tonight. McCray scores on the play as well. And for McCray, that is run number 100 this year. Also with the Trebio home run, now moves tied into first place for the active leader in home runs. Tied with Iverson Arteaga with 17. Andrew Cachel up to bat, first pitch. Fastball, strike one. So good to see Trebio get going already. Three runs batted in just three innings of play. 0-1 to Cachel, a ground ball towards first, but going foul. Trying to see now if he can get anything going here this inning as Cachel struck out to end the first. 0-2, fastball up and out for a ball. That will move the count to 1-2. Two outs. Nunez ready from the belt. Nobody on the 1-2 pitch. Fastball, strike three called. He goes down swinging for the third and final out, but not before the damage is done. Luis Trebio belting out his 17th home run. We now have ourselves a 3-3 ball game. Just want to give you guys one more reminder. If you're just now tuning in here on streaming, the Oregon Ducks postgame show is still going on, so no commercials right now. Don't worry, we will be right back after a very short break. Welcome back into Eugene Emeralds Baseball. Bottom of the third. Joaquin Cabrera up to bat. So Ben Ramirez went down looking on just three pitches to start the third. 2-0 pitch to Cabrera, misses inside, 3-0. So a 3-0 count here to Cabrera. Eric Silva is back out for another inning of work. He was able to escape the bases loaded jam. The 3-0 misses outside, ball four. Four pitch walk to Joaquin Cabrera. So one out, one base runner on here for the Aqua Sox. Going to bring up Josh Hood. Hit into a ground out to start the second inning. It was that first out of that one run, two second inning for the Frogs. Joaquin Cabrera over at first as time is called. Looked like it was a balk to Eric Silva, so Joaquin Cabrera gets to walk on down to second for free. One out, the runner now standing over at second base. Josh Hood this week, 3-for-11 at the plate. One run driven in. A couple of runs scored as well for one of the newest Frogs. 2022 sixth rounder out of NC State. Runner now gets his lead over at second. Silva ready from the belt. First pitch to Hood. Fastball upstairs for a ball. 1-0. So Hood, a 226 hitter. Couple of homers. 10 RBIs and 6 runs scored this year here in Everett. Came up from low A Modesto. Runner in scoring position. 1-0 pitch. Fastball. Close take. Right at the letters. But it just missed upstairs. So the count now 2-0. So Eugene tonight, 3 runs on 3 hits, 2 errors. The Aqua Sox, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. 2-0, that ball fouled off behind home. And for Silva there to find the strike zone and missed on 6 consecutive pitches. After striking out the first batter of the inning on just 3. Cabrera, pretty solid base runner, doesn't steal a ton of bases, just 2 this year. That's good speed though. 2-1 pitch, curveball, doesn't quite break back into the zone in time. 3-1. M's infield playing pretty straight up against the right-handed hitter in the box. 3-1 pitch, misses outside, ball four. Back-to-back walks will put a couple of runners on. Silva looking for a good outing here today. Inherited a tough situation last inning. He was able to get a strikeout and a pop-out to get out of a bases-loaded one-out jam. 8-hole hitter James Parker up to bat. Drew a walk in the second, eventually scored. Got a free pass into home. His bases loaded with Seth Corey on the mound. Harry Ford drew a 5-pitch walk. Silva now. Double play ball would get them out of this inning. First pitch to Parker. Slider, heart of the plate. Strike number one. Big spot here for Silva. Just 20 years old. One of the top prospects in the Giants farm system. A 1-pitch slider outside for a ball. 1-1. Parker, of course, last night, the hero for the Frogs in their 1-0 victory. Hit a solo shot to start the seventh inning. It was the only run of the ball game, but it proved to be enough. Both runners now getting their lead. Neither runner really being held on. Silva, quick look back at second. 1-1, misses upstairs. 2-1. M's Baseball is brought to you by the team at Josh Gorley State Farm, a local agency offering auto, home, and business insurance in Lane County and beyond for more than 20 years. The Josh Gorley State Farm Agency is located at 1510 Coburg Road and online at joshgorley.com. Righty-righty matchup. Hunter sort of dancing around on the base path. The pitch, curveball, that ball pretty well hit. Out to left center field. McCray hustling back up against the wall. He will make the catch. The runner's now electing to tag up. The throw in, not in time. So James Parker, not missing by much there. Hit it out to about 388 feet or so. Fortunately for him, the wall at 390. So two outs here in the bottom of the third. Going to bring up the nine-hole hitter, Colin Davis. Davis is able to reach on an error his first time up in the second. Error was charged to Seth Corey. That was the error that was charged to Thomas Gavello. It was a ground ball that just booted off of Gavello's glove. First pitch to Colin Davis, slider, strike one. Runners now standing at second and third. Silva now in another tough spot here this inning. New bullpen arm warming up as well for Eugene. Not exactly sure who it is. Looks like it might be right-hander Wilkelma Castillo. 0-1. Fastball low and out. Evening things up at 1-1. Hood over at third. Joaquin Cabrera on as well. Trebio at third, playing down the line. Keeping the runner honest. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball upstairs. Just misses the zone. 2-1. First base is open. Silva walks him here. However, the lineup would flip over to the top for the Aqua Sox, and it'd bring up Victor Labrada, who's on deck, the left-handed hitter. Be a tough matchup for Silva. Righty lefty. Labrada's already 2-for-2 today. Next pitch to Davis. Curveball upstairs. 3-1. Silva, a couple of misses, but not by much at all. The 3-1, fouled off behind home. That will run the count full. So full count, two outs. Both runners get their lead. Silva looking for his second strikeout of the inning. Ready from the belt, the payoff pitch. That ball hit to DeMeduza at short, and he gloves it on a line for the final out of the inning. Hard hit baseball, but Deduz in the perfect position. So we will head now to the top of the fourth inning. A 3-3 ball game here tonight in Everett. Welcome back into Eugene Emeralds Baseball. Top of the fourth, O'Neill Perez, the leadoff man. First pitch misses low to Perez, 1-0. Perez popped out back in the second inning. 1-for-8 this week, however, his batting average still at .317 coming into today's game. A couple of runs as the next pitch, a swinging strike number one. Looks like we might be in store for a shootout here tonight at Funko. Both teams, three runs in just three innings of play. 1-1 to Perez. Fastball upstairs for a ball. Good eye there from Perez. Lays off the 89-mile-an-hour heater up in the zone. The 2-1 pitch. That ball pretty well hit out towards right center field. Center fielder Cabrera moves over to the track, and he makes the catch right up against the scoreboard. For the first out here to start the fourth, Tanner Otremba will step into the box, the right-handed hitter. Otremba struck out on just four pitches, his first plate appearance, the Arizona product. First pitch to Otremba, that ball pretty well hit out towards right center field. Cabrera hustling to his left. That one will be off the wall. Otremba thought about going to, but instead pulls up on the reins. He will be into first, a one-out single for Otremba. Thomas Cabello now up to bat. Had a two-out single in the second. Now looking to get the hit parade rolling here. M's now up to four base hits tonight. He had four base hits in last night's game. Good to see the offense really starting to pick it up here. Pitcher now ready from the belt. Nunez, first pitch to Gavello is swung on and missed. Big cut there from Thomas. Count moves to 0-1. Otremba over at first. No stolen base attempts yet this year with Eugene. Not a huge lead, but Windisch keeping him on. A one-pitch curveball breaks back into the zone for a called strike, 0-2. Velo now going to have to shorten up here on the bat, protect the plate a little bit. 0-2 pitch, curveball in the dirt. Good eye there from Thomas. Good to see Gavello as well getting the start over at second base tonight. Saw him behind the plate yesterday. Good to see him moving around, the defensive versatility. Always a major plus at any level, really, in baseball. Especially here with promotions and guys moving around. 1-2 pitch. Fastball outside, 2-2. Infield shifted out over towards right field a couple of steps for the left-handed hitter. Nunez ready, the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses low. So Gavello, after falling behind 0-2, now facing a full count with a runner at first and just one out. Nunez searching for his first strikeout. The 3-2 hit over Hogan Windisch's head at first base. That'll be extra bases for Gavello. He hustles around first. He will be into second. Tanner Otremba is going to be held up over at third. Pretty smart decision with just one out. So Thomas Gavello, a one-out double down the first baseline. Emeralds now threatening here in the top of the fourth with a pair of runners in scoring position. Brad Arbach up to bat. Nine-hole hitter. His time is now called on the field. Pitcher, catcher, just want to have a quick word. Just a reminder that combined integrated education with a sweet location, Western Oregon University offers a full array of undergraduate and graduate programs. Choose WU for you at wou.edu. Join their pack today. So it looks like there's movement over in the Frogs bullpen. They're not going to make the call down just yet. Nunez staying in the game. Shaping up definitely to be a bullpen game for both of these teams. Looks like we will see Wilkelma Castillo next half inning. Infield now playing in on the grass with one out, trying to take away that ground ball from scoring a run. First pitch to Brent. That ball out to center field. Going to be down for a base hit. Otremble will score, and it looks like Avello will put on the brakes at third. Brent Auerbach delivers a one-out RBI single, and Eugene has reclaimed the lead. Now up 4-3 in the top of the fourth. On a college football Saturday like today, getting a shootout of our own here at Funko. Always fun to see. This time is now called again. Harry Ford, the catcher, just going out, giving a couple of defensive signals. Now appears they're good to go. Top of the order now for Eugene. Graham McRae up to bat. Strong walks in his first two appearances. Scored his 100th run as well. Stole his 51st base of the season. First pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. 1-0. So Nunez now 2 1/3. Couple of strikeouts, 3 earned runs. Up to 56 pitches already. Thomas Gavello stands at third, Auerbach at first. He has 15 stolen bases this year. Getting a pretty good size lead. The 1-0 to McRae is swung on and missed. Brett has already stolen 2 bases here this week. Be curious with that runner at third not really being held on if we might see Brett take off. Good matchup here for McRae facing off against the righty. The 1-1. That ball pretty well hit out to center. Cabrera backs up against the wall, jumps up, and he makes the catch. Thomas Gavello, though, will tag up and come home to score. The Emeralds have extended their lead now 5-3. Harry McRae going to get credit for the RBI. Gavello, the scoring run on the play. That ball didn't miss by much. Hit it out to 357. Walking Cabrera jumped up. Made the catch up against the wall. Pretty impressive catch there from the center fielder. And it now looks like pitching move will be made. So it'll be 2 outs here, top of the fourth. We'll step aside and take a quick break. And when we're back, it'll be Damon Deuce up to bat. Welcome back into Eugene Emerald's Baseball. Top of the fourth, a new pitcher, Kyle Hill. This pitching change brought to you by Advanced Energy Systems. Advanced Energy Systems is Oregon's leading solar contractor and a trade ally of Energy Trust of Oregon. Get a free estimate on your solar energy project by visiting aesrenew.com. First pitch in to Damon Dews, misses inside for a ball. It's right-hander Kyle Hill on the mound for the Aqua Sox. Two outs, top of the fourth already. Two runs home this inning. Brett Arbach standing over at first. Next pitch to Damon Dews, fastball at the knees. Strike number one. Emeralds looking to add some more runs here. It's been great to see the Emeralds offense really open things up here today. Next pitch, a called strike. So count now moves to one and two. Damon Dews going to have to protect here at the plate. Five runs, six hits for Eugene. Three runs, four hits for Everett. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed from Damon Dews. He goes down swinging for the final out of the inning, but not before the damage is done. Brett Arbach, an RBI single, a sack, Refice fly from Grant McCray, also scored a run. We'll head to the home half of the fourth. Eugene, a 5-3 lead. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, the score. Welcome back into Eugene Emeralds Baseball. Bottom of the fourth, Eric Silva actually back out on the mound. So he's going to be facing off against the top of the order here for the Aqua Sox. First pitch in now to Victor Labrada. That ball is skied in the air, but going to be a foul ball. Up and out of play behind the third base side. Labrada today. Great day so far at the plate. A couple of singles as well as a run scored. As the next pitch, another foul ball towards third. Once again, this time this one landing in the stands. So just like that, an 0-2 count here to Victor. Silva now ready from the belt. Looking for a three-strike strikeout. 0-2, misses upstairs for a ball, close take. Count going to move, though, to 1-2. One-two pitch, breaking ball in the dirt, evening up the count at 2-2. So Silva now, 31 pitches, inning in two-thirds, couple of strikeouts, no earned runs, two walks and two Ks. Next pitch, a foul ball behind home. Quebrada staying alive at the plate. Top of the order here for Everett. They're trailing by two so far in tonight's ballgame. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball upstairs. That'll run the count full. So after a 0-2 count, Labrada doing a good job just battling back here into the count. The payoff pitch. That ball hit pretty well out towards right. Carter Howell backs up to the track, and he will make the catch. A very loud out number one. That brings up Harry Ford. On a couple of walks today. Very productive at the plate. Drew a walk with the bases loaded, so he got the credit for an RBI. Also has a run scored. Northwest League leader in walks by a lot. 22 more than anybody else, as it now looks like it will be a pitching change. Going to be Wilkelma Castillo. So we'll step aside and take a quick break, and when we're back, it'll be Castillo set to face Ford. Welcome back into Eugene Emeralds baseball. Bottom of the fourth. Catcher Harry Ford now up to bat. Double and a walk. A couple of runs driven in and a run scored. Been a productive day for the Mariners' number two prospect. Nobody on. New pitcher on the mound here for Eugene, Wilkelma Castillo. First pitch slider outside. Ball one. So if you're listening here to the stream, probably about in the next 5 or 10 minutes. A half inning break, going to be making the switch over as the 1-0 pitch, fastball at the knees to Ford, called a strike, 1-1. Gabriel Gonzalez on deck, 1-1 pitch to Ford, curveball, low. So Castillo coming in, having to face off against the Mariners' second and third ranked prospects, never an easy ask. The 2-1 pitch, that ball a foul ball. Right off the netting, someone in the Frogs dugout making a one-handed snag. So the count now even here at two. The pitch is swung on and missed. He gets Harry Ford to go down swinging for the second out of the fourth. Going to bring up the three-hole hitter, Gabriel Gonzalez. He's 0-2 so far at the plate. A couple of strikeouts for him. First pitch. That ball skied in the air out towards center. McRae backing up. A couple steps in from the warning track, and he gets under it and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. So we'll head to the top of the fifth, Eugene. A two-run lead. Welcome back into Eugene Emeralds baseball. Top of the fifth, Carter Howell, the leadoff man this inning. 3, 4, and 5 due up. Carter Howell 1-for-2 so far today at the plate. Base hit single. First pitch from Hill. Fastball inside, called for a strike. Field playing pretty straight up here for the right-handed hitter. A one. Good eye there from Hal. Fastball misses low in the dirt. Evening up the count at 1-1. The M's right now a two-run lead. Trying to look to add on some more runs if they can. Next pitch to Hal, fouled off the end of the bat, hits off of his leg, a foul ball. So the count now moves to 1-2 for Carter. 2022 free agent, got the start today out in right. Hill now ready to go here against Carter Hal. 1-2. That ball hit out towards center, down for a base hit. Carter Howell getting the fifth inning started here with a base knock. Cleanup man Luis Trivio now going to have a crack at it. Fielder's choice RBI, his last plate appearance. A two-run home run gave the Emeralds, or rather tied up the game at 3-3. Runner now gets his lead at first. First pitch to Toribio. Curveball. Misses outside. Ball number one. Top of the fifth. 5-3 ball game. Emeralds, 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. The Frogs, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Runner at first with nobody out. The next pitch to Toribio. Hits that one out towards left. Left fielder Labrada charges in. Lays out. That ball gets past him. Carter Howell now going to be into third. Toribio into second. That one will be ruled as a double. Luis Toribio, have yourself a day. 3 RBIs already. Now adding a double. A couple of base hits today. Impressive. Impressive day for the M's cleanup man. Five-hole hitter Andrew Cachel now will step into the box. For two for Cachel, but a chance to right his wrongs right here. With nobody out and two in scoring position. Infield going to be playing in on the grass. Trying to take away a ground ball from scoring a run as Hill now will step off the rubber. Asks for time. Neil Perez, the righty on deck. Now looks like Harry Ford wants to come out and have a quick word with Hill. Just a reminder that combining a great education with a sweet location, Western Oregon University offers a full array of undergraduate and graduate programs. Choose WU for you at wou.edu and join their pack today. So Ford now is back and ready to go. It'll be Carter Hell at third, Luis Toribio at second. But he out. Hill now ready from the belt. Good matchup here for Cachel, facing off against the righty. First pitch, curveball outside. Ball number one. Fresno State product. Is a 16th rounder. Teammates with another Emerald, Zach Morgan. The 1-0. That ball is going to be fouled up and out of play behind home. 1-1. The M's, 2 games left this season. How quickly it has gone. Going to need to take tonight's ball game and Sunday's finale if they want to end the year at 500. 1-1 pitch. Curveball misses low. Good take there from Cachel. Staying very patient right now at the plate. Runners, pretty good size lead. Any type of pass ball or wild pitch here would more than likely score Hell. Ben Ramirez, third baseman, not really holding him on. 2-1 to Cachel, hit through the right side of the infield for a base hit. Hell will score. Toribio will put on the brakes. Andrew Cachel, an RBI single, and Eugene now has extended their lead to 3. For Cachel as well, just his 5th ribby of the season. Always fun here, you know, towards the end of the year. You get some new guys in the clubhouse. Good to see them put together a solid last couple of weeks. Once again, Ford calling for time. Already here tonight, hour 40 minutes. We are through 4 total innings so far. A lot of offense, a lot of pitching changes. Just going to be that way the next 2 days. Aqua Sox just wanting to go through their bullpen as Perez now pops it up to right field. Gabriel Gonzalez will make the catch. Luis Toribio not going to tag up on the play. So 1-out.
The DH number 32, Tanner Otremba.
Toribio staying at third, Hell over at first. Brings up Tanner Otremba. 1-for-2 today, a strikeout, a single, and a run scored, trying to do some damage here. As time is now called once again, Harry Ford once again giving defensive signals. Could be in store for a long ball game here tonight. No movement, however, in both bullpens, so we should see Castillo back out for Eugene next half inning. First pitch to Otremba, slider, that one catches the zone, strike number one. For Otremba here, you just don't want to put something on the ground. Don't want an inning-ending double play. Try to find a way to cash in that runner at third. A one pitch outside, 1-1. Should see Kyle Hill go a while tonight, up to just 18 pitches. Through 2/3 of an inning, a strikeout and a run allowed. Is that one a breaking ball in the dirt? Harry Ford, though, good stop from the catcher. Keeps it in front of him. Toribio is ready to break down and go to home. Instead had to put on the brakes really quickly. runners get their lead. Hogan Windisch holding him on at first. The 2-1 swung on and missed from Otremba, evening up the count now at 2. Drive in some runs here. The Arizona product, lefty Thomas Gavello on deck. And a back and forth ball game all night. Emerald's going to need as many runs as they can take here tonight. 2-2. That one going to be a foul ball behind home. Up and out of the stadium entirely. Pitch number 6 of the plate appearance upcoming. Now what looks like a righty getting loose over in the Aqua Sox bullpen. Two, two. Slider, strike 3 called. He freezes Otremba. Backdoors that one back into the zone. 2 outs. Top of the 5th. Bring up Thomas Gavello. He's been having himself a good day so far at the plate. A single and a double. With the run scored. See if he can get a triple or a homer here. He's got to start the cycle watch. No cycles this year yet for the Emeralds. First pitch, fastball, outside, ball 1. Brett Auerbach on deck. He already has driven in 1 run tonight. I'm sure he'd love a chance to be up this inning to do some damage. 1-0. Fastball once again misses upstairs. Hello now, back in the box. Started off the inning with 3 straight base hits. Just 1 run has come home to score so far. Emerald's not wanting to let this golden opportunity go to waste. 2-0, curveball, strike 1. The 2021 13th round draft pick from Pacific. Can add on to what's already been one of his better performances this year at the plate. Trevio running down the third baseline. That one is skied way in the air, out towards right. Gabriel Gonzalez, he'll move in, move under it, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. We'll step aside and take a break. When we return, it'll be the bottom of the 5th. Eugene, a 3-run lead.